I mean, you know, the, I mean, no one has a timetable to know when things will happen, but we have the people that were elected, the people that are in charge, they're not interested in fixing things. They're not interested in addressing any of the problems that we have. So every day that these problems are not addressed, every day they continue to get worse. So I think it'll be a tough year for 2007. And, you know, by all, I mean, I can't imagine, other than the manipulation, there's no reason why the Dow should be at 12.1. So I think you'll see some sort of correction in the market. And there'll be a lot of pressure. And with these central banks looking to diversify, again, you'll see the dollar being losing some of its values. There's predictions for gold. I've seen gold, 850. There's contracts being bought for 900 gold in, I believe it was April. There's I've even seen for the end of 2000 contracts for, I believe it was over 2,000, that there's possible future contracts being purchased for that for the end of 2000. So I think 2007 is going to be a very interesting year.
Well, it's very interesting that Chrysler's having difficulty moving their cars now, and they had about 50,000 cars. They were pleading with the dealers just to take them off their hands, having to cut back production because they had so many cars on hand. Certainly Ford apparently did a little bit better here last month or so, but we know that Ford is planning on moving a lot of its production to China, as is General Motors, and of course China is going to start delivering their cars here in the United States next year. In other words, they're manufacturing them in China, and they'll be shipping them to the United States probably within a couple of years. Both General Motors and Ford will be doing that. They'll be producing their cars in China and bringing them to the United States. So, you know, this is going to change the entire demographics of the automotive manufacturing here in the United States. It's only a question of how long will Chrysler or Daimler Chrysler be able to hold out. So, and if we lose our automotive industry, then, of course, we have Boeing there, the major aircraft manufacturer, but there's even talk about Boeing moving to China as well, because after all, the Airbus, the European consortium that manufactures the jumbo jets, is moving to China. What's going to happen with Boeing? What's going to happen to the economy of Washington State if Boeing begins moving to China? I think it's only a matter of time.
And what's interesting, too, you talk about vehicles, is GM came out and said they're having plans on creating a new Hummer vehicle. And it's like, what is wrong with these people? I mean, you have China bringing in automobiles, and yet even if they move these, even if they move this manufacturing to China, I mean, it's, we're looking at $3 a gallon of gas. It's like they're doing everything possible in order to to see it fail. So when I saw that, it's just, and even though the plans for this Hummer is supposed to be a couple years, and it's supposed to be in smaller, something somewhat like the Chrysler, I don't know if it was the Wrangler or the one size bigger than that, the Liberty. Those vehicles are not selling. Just as you mentioned, Chrysler is losing market share. So people don't want, you know, when you have $3 a gallon of gasoline, people don't want those type of vehicles. They can't afford the gasoline. And there's certainly no... doesn't look like oil will be staying at these levels. I mean, the demand around the world for oil is continuing to increase. So, I mean, this is just a temporary reprieve we have on gasoline. We don't have the kerosene and diesel. They didn't correct through the election. They're still up there. So, you know, we'll see gasoline up there very shortly.
My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. I'd like to know what you think of what's happening in your area to the economy. What's happening to the housing market in your area, in your part of the country? In a lot of the country, parts of the country, it's sort of flattened out, not not doing very much. In some areas, they're having to make real concessions to get things sold, either drop the price or certainly give all sorts of advantages to people like, well, I have a Hummer, I'll leave that in the driveway if you buy my house. So I think people are really, some people are getting pretty desperate. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this evening is Melody Cederstrom. In a couple of minutes, when we pull our other stations back on board, why, we'll tell you how to get in touch with Melody and, of course, her company. And Melody does support Radio Liberty, and we certainly support Melody and our efforts to educate people about what's really going on. Well, has there been more interest in buying gold and silver, precious metals, since the price started up again?
Of course, that's what everybody waits for. They don't buy it when it's below 600, but once it begins to move up, it perks up everybody, and interest again is created, and they begin buying again because ultimately they know that it's the only thing, but and they realize that the market is, the stock market, the NASDAQ, and the S&P are all at levels that you know, just can't remain there. And I came across right before the show, the first that I saw, the article about how Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, Merrill Lynch, and Lehman Brothers, and Bear Stearns, they're about to reward their 173,000 employees with the $36 billion of bonuses. So, folks, that's where your money's at if you're going to, you know, if you have it in Wall Street. And that's a 30% increase from last year's record. And, I mean, it's just obscene. And it doesn't include the billions more that will be paid by Citigroup, by Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, and the three largest U.S. banks, as well as the hundreds of hedge funds and private equity firms that constitute the financial industry. And so, I mean, those are just some incredible numbers for bonuses for Wall Street. So,
One of the things that really amazes me, Melody, is that if you look at the price-earnings ratio of stocks, which has always traditionally been the, how you determine what the real price of a stock should be, and ordinarily the price-earnings ratio would be about 10 to 1. But, of course, a lot of these stocks are almost 25 to 30 to 1. Most of the stocks on the stock market are just simply overpriced and no justification for it other than the artificial inflation of the price by the manipulation which obviously is going on behind the scenes.
That's correct. And, you know, I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with the if it wasn't so corrupt. I mean, Wall Street is so corrupt with the manipulation and the inside trading, and then you see other parts of this country where it's just being neglected, and people are hurting, and people can't find jobs, and it's all due to Wall Street. It's all
hold that right there, Melody. Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, is Melody Cederstrom. And, Melody, I want you to get your web page out, your telephone number, and let people know how they can get in touch with you. And as I mentioned earlier, Melody does support Radio Liberty, and certainly we support her and her efforts to educate people. Go ahead.
You can call us here at 1-800-375-4188. And that is 1-800-375-4188. And the website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. And you can also email me at discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com. And I also want to make a note to let the listeners know that if you email me and for some reason I don't get back to you, make sure you do it again. You know, make sure you email me again, because oftentimes I get, you know, I think we all get the junk mail, and I've, once in a while I will accidentally delete someone that I shouldn't have. So if you don't hear from me, because I always respond, I try to respond very quickly. So If you happen to send an email and it's you don't hear back from me, make sure you resend it. And that email again is discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com.
And our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-464-8295. 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Well, it was about a year and a half ago when Paul Volcker, member of the Trilateral Commission, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, who was chairman of the Federal Reserve Board, at the time when Ronald Reagan actually took over the White House, but of course Paul Volcker was there during the latter years or so of the Carter administration, and I will have to say that he did exactly the right thing. He raised the interest rates to over 20% to bring inflation, the inflation that had been engendered by the Carter administration, under control. But this is what Paul Volcker wrote a year and a half ago on April 10, 2005, in the Washington Post. Under the placid surface, there are disturbing trends. Huge imbalances, disequilibria, risks, call them what you will. Altogether, the circumstances seem to me as dangerous and intractable as any I can remember, and I can remember quite a bit. What really concerns me is that there seems to be so little willingness or capacity to do much about it. Personal savings in the United States have practically disappeared. To be sure, businesses have begun to rebuild their financial reserves, but in the space of a few years, the federal deficit has come to offset that source of national savings. What holds it all together is a massive and growing flow of capital from abroad, running to more than $2 billion every working day. Now remember, this was a year and a half ago. It's over $3 billion now. And he went on to say, running to more than $2 billion every working day and growing. More recently, we've become more dependent on foreign central banks, particularly in China and Japan and elsewhere in East Asia. The difficult is that this seemingly comfortable pattern cannot go on indefinitely. I don't know of any country that has managed to consume and invest 6% more than it produces for long. The United States is absorbing about 80% of the net flow of international capital. And at some point, both central banks and private institutions will have their fill of dollars. I don't know whether change will come with a bang or a whimper, whether sooner or later, but as things stand, it's more likely than not that it will be a financial crisis or rather than policy foresight that will force the change. A wise observer of the economic scene once commented, though what can be left to later usually is, and then alas, it is too late. And ladies and gentlemen, I think that's a commentary by one of the men who rules the world, Paul Volcker. And I think he's warning a year and a half ago that we're on the edge of a precipice, that we're skating on thin ice was the title of the article. And of course, he was talking about everything looks fine, it's placid, but under the surface of the ice, there are real problems. And there are real problems today. We're not hearing it from the pundits we hear on MSNBC and the other areas, but at least if you listen to our programs, you're going to know that we are about to enter some very difficult times for our nation. We're about to enter uncharted waters as far as our economy is concerned. And I really fear that with Alan Greenspan having gotten out before this whole house of cards came tumbling down, poor old Mr. Bernanke is going to have to bear the burden of 18 years of Alan Greenspan's brilliant deception and, of course, laying out the foundation and the basis for an economic collapse in America. So you certainly, do you remember that article by Paul Volcker?
Yes, I do. And I don't think it's poor Bernanke. He knows what's going on, and he agreed to be the scapegoat. So I wonder what he was paid in order to take that position, you know. So, I mean, he'll have his time in history. You know, I guess that's what's important to a lot of these people. But, I mean, you know, they know what's going on, and, you know, and you know, I guess he chose to be the scapegoat, so... but yes, it is, it's the illusion. It's underneath the surface. It is boiling, and, you just can't have the, it's just like nobody cares.
It was so interesting. I know you talked to Bob Chapman, the regular as do we. And Bob was saying that, you know, certainly if you begin trying to analyze what the Fed is really doing, they're hiding what they're doing, they're concealing what they're doing, and they have stopped publishing the M3 figures, which really give you an idea of what's happening to the availability of money and credit, from the what the Federal Reserve Bank is really doing. But Bob is saying they're massively increasing. We're talking about 12 to 14% increasing the amount of credit that's available. Now, credit is different than money, but it's still spent, and it's driving this whole economy, and you can't keep on doing this indefinitely. If you do, the whole economy collapses, and yet, at least for the time being, they're just trying to keep this thing from collapsing. It's almost as if they're waiting for some major event, and then, of course, they're just going to pull the plug.
That's right, the only way that they can continue to do this, it all comes right back to the dollar. That's the only thing. That's the glue. That's the Band-Aid. That's the scotch tape that's keeping everything together. And as long as the, as long as they continue to serve that debt, you know, then they have the ability to continue, you know, and micromanage the economy on a, you know, hourly or minute-to-minute basis, and that's exactly what they're doing. And when that time comes, when that outside catalyst comes that makes, you know, one of these central banks or Asian banks to decide to walk away and said, you know, it's the game is over, because that's what it is. You know, it's a game, and they know how dangerous the game is, but continuing to play it, it might be a little less dangerous than just quitting. So when they come to the point of quitting, then and we won't know when that will happen. That's why it's so important, whether that happens a year from now, a year and a half, or tomorrow. It's people need to take control, need to control their assets, their budgets, their money, and make decisions and protect what they have, and they can do that by purchasing gold and silver.
Well, you know, I think it's so interesting what happened here in California during last Tuesday. We had a number of ballot issues for requiring a massive borrowing for $40 billion in money to be spent here in California to rebuild our roads and build the schools and build the waterways. And, you know, of course, if you borrow the money, then you got to pay it back again. And it's going to cost about $80 billion to pay back that $40 billion that we borrowed. Now, of course, they really have a plan to borrow well over $100 billion. And next time we have an election, since they got this one through, why, they'll come back with another $60 billion or more to borrow. But, you know, they say this isn't going to raise taxes, you know. This is free money, and boy, we can begin to rebuild our state. We'll have a prosperous state. We have to rebuild California. And there's not one voice I said, look, where's the money coming from? The money has to be paid back. You borrowed money, you're going to have to pay the money back. And it's almost as if the average person doesn't ever consider where the money is going to come from to pay back all that money that we're going to borrow to agree. We've got a budget of about $10 billion a year. And they're going to go out and borrow an additional $40 billion, certainly to keep the economy going for a time, but eventually comes the day of reckoning, and nobody seems to worry about the day of reckoning.
No, they don't. But I hope the individuals do out there.
Well, I would think, you know, if I was, of course, going over the states right now, the economy is pretty good, and I think that they can service the debt for a few years. But what happens if the economy turns down? What happens if we're not producing as much as we are, or if some of the major corporations move out of California? Certainly, when the people who organize Google, you know, actually, started selling their stock, I mean, they generated a couple of $1 billion in income for our state. Just the small number of people in Google, the capital gains tax that they paid our state. If they'd been smart, they would have moved out of the state and saved the money. But they were young and foolish, and they did, of course, they stayed here, and they paid the state income tax, but what happens when money like that is not coming in large amounts? And then how are they going to service their debt? And history certainly records over and over again when either individuals or corporations or governments have borrowed more money than they can repay, and we know what happens to those individuals or those corporations or those governmental entities. They simply go bankrupt and they leave the investors holding the bag, and then they go on, but the people who've invested never, of course, recoup their losses. And this has happened to so many people in Europe after Argentina just defaulted on their debt and say, sorry, sayonara. And many people living on their income from the Argentine bonds simply were impoverished all throughout Europe.
I have an article on my website if the listeners would like to go there. It's I'm not sure if I mentioned it on the last time I was on your show, but it was by Gabor Steingart. And he's a German writer, and he wrote a book, and it was the illusion of the dollar. It was the America and the dollar illusion. And, you know, he talked about the different countries and how America is bloated with debt. And it's at all levels, you know, within society and government, and how we're borrowing money just to finance the spending. I mean, we don't manufacture anything anymore. We can't grow on any of the products that we would make. You can't grow on the products that are essential to a good society or economy. And, you know, our economy is just being whittled away. And we don't have much more of an economy. You know, and it's all, our economy is strictly purchasing. And we're financing the purchasing. And when you really think about this whole thing, it's really kind of amazing that it even exists. You know, and why, and sometimes I do. It is baffling. You see what's going on. You see how they're doing it. But it is just amazing that, they were allowed to do it. But they're allowed to do it. That's what's amazing.
Well, our telephone number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY here in the Central Coast of California. I have a question for Melody. And, of course, we'd like to know what's happening to the economy in your area. What's happening to the housing market in your area? Is it booming? Is it beginning to level off? Is it beginning to fall? And I think we have to look and see, you know, what is happening across the country, because I think in certain areas there are very real problems. In fact, I was talking to a lady from Detroit the other day. Constance Cumby was out visiting us. Of course, Detroit used to be Motor City, and now it's, of course, it is one of the centers of the Muslim faith here in the United States with, you know, their minarets and the Muslim prayers at 4 o'clock every morning. But they're not building very many cars there anymore. And she said this is really a very, very depressed area. And I think we're finding these pockets, you know, where formerly the great industrial centers have ceased to be because there's been an organized, orchestrated effort to send our manufacturing offshore. And I really fear for many of these people who've had these jobs, who think they're going to have the security there, and one day they're going to wake up and find that they don't have it. I fear for many of the people who are, you know, are depending upon these very, very generous pensions. And these pension funds are not doing too well, not doing too badly right now. But what happens when the stock market turns down and their investments in the stock market are lost? And so I think that a lot of people are in for a very rude awakening in the not too distant future. So if you were going to go out and buy gold and silver right now, what would you actually get? What sort of things should people actually be investing in?
Well, we do things a little bit different here at Discount Gold and Silver. We base a lot of portfolios on the customer's investment objectives. I mean, there are certain things in which you need to have in portfolio. We usually look at a minimum of 30% of your hard assets should be in gold and silver assets. Of that 30%, 80% should be in gold, 20% should be in silver. And that is a rule of thumb. I believe if the client thinks that our economy is more dire than, you know, they certainly would be better off placing 50%, but sticking with the 80-20 ratio for gold and silver. I have many clients that are invested 100% into gold, I guess it depends on where you're at on the scale of your belief in gold and how it will protect your purchasing power. And then we take into effect, we try to explain, we don't sell one coin fits all. We don't sell Swiss francs to everybody, or we don't sell all Mint State 63 coins to everybody. We don't sell gold eagles to everybody. We explain to the clients what the different coins are and where they should fit into a portfolio. And we take their ideas and sell them the coin that fits their investment objectives, not mine. I give the advice of what I believe is important and that you should have in your portfolio. But if I have a client who just believes that bullion gold is where he wants to be, well, you know, I could talk until I'm blue in my face, and he's still going to want gold eagle. So that's why we take the client's investment objective into consideration when they call discount gold and silver.
Well, let's get your telephone number again. We have a caller, but I want to get your telephone number up before we go to the break. One more time.
It's 1-800-375-4188.
All right, one more time.
800-375-4188.
And your website.
DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net. That is DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net.
Okay, hold on there. Okay, well, we've got Jim calling from Missouri. Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
Hi. This is more of a question than a comment, and I'll be brief. I had heard someone say that maybe we'll just wind up with health care being one of the mainstays of our economy since everything else is going down. And I know you probably know, Dr. Stan, they've been emailing x-rays to India for several years to have the Indian radiologists read them. I just saw on the news today some of the companies are telling their employees they'll pay for their care, but for example, if you have a heart problem and you need an operation, they'll fly you for a 20-hour flight over to India and have your heart surgery done there and then fly you back.
Isn't that something? And I've heard exactly the same thing. They're sending MRIs to India. They're sending the CAT scans. They're sending, in fact, I talked to an ophthalmologist the other day who told me he works in a clinic where they take pictures of the back of the eye, and those are sent to India for reading. And I think we're going to see more and more of this. We're in an international market competitively. Our prices here are ridiculous. And, of course, the hospitals have to raise the prices because they have to take care of all the illegal immigrants for nothing.
Well, you know, it's hard to find an American that wants a job sitting in a nice, comfortable, climate-controlled room earning about $200,000 a year, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you what, they're going to grind down the salaries for the radiologist. I think it's already underway. They're not working full-time. They're working half-time. They're making half as much money. And I will tell you, you know, my friends who are practicing medicine now, the surgeons I practice with are making less than I did when I practiced. So, well, yeah, and I heard them talking today. I attended a medical meeting, and they're going to cut the fees for all doctors another 5%. Because there's just too much a use of medical care, and the government then is just going to cut the doctor's fees, which of course is ridiculous, but this is the way that it is, and the whole system is on the verge of collapse.
Is that for Medicare?
No, this is for Medicare, yes, and Medicaid.
I see. All righty. Thank you.
Okay,
so
God
much.
Bless. Thanks for calling, Jim. Okay. Do you have any comment at all on that, Melody?
What's going to happen when the baby boomers, you know, I mean, they're going to be in retiring. They're certainly going to be coming down with illnesses, particularly with the diets that they've had over the years. And, I mean, are they going to be, I guess we'll just, you hear a lot of talk about the elimination of seniors, so.
Well, that's one solution. If they just all happen to catch one of these terrible new diseases they're creating at Fort Detrick, and they would just die, that would save the system for us, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest, has been I'm Melody Cedars from Melody. God bless you. Thanks for being with us, and we'll look forward to talking to you again later this month.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Good night. God bless.
God bless.
All right, fine. And, of course, Melody was just saying, what are we going to do down the line when all these baby boomers begin retiring? They actually start retiring either next year or the year after that. Maybe it's 2008 on early retirement. And then, of course, they become eligible for Medicare. And the whole system's going to collapse, but they have a solution. They have a number of solutions. One of them is, of course, they're insisting people take their influenza shots, knowing full well it leads to Alzheimer's disease and, of course, an early death. 1,000% increase in Alzheimer's disease if you take your influenza shots like the government tells you to, if you're a good person. And if you doubt what I'm saying, you need to read Dr. Fudenberg's analysis. We'll be glad to send it to you if you can't find it on the internet. Dr. Fudenberg, and of course his the abstract of his paper on influenza shots and Alzheimer's disease. And then, of course, they actually are creating all sorts of new diseases at Fort Detrick, Maryland, in the name of, well, we've got to protect ourselves from the wicked Osama bin Laden. And if he could create these diseases, then we would want to know how to create them too, so we could counter them. And if you believe that, you believe almost anything. Many people are very concerned. Why are we creating new and horrible diseases at Fort Detrick, Maryland? Well, if you have not actually seen my talk on planned population reduction, you need to. It's available. It's about 2.5 hours. Talk I gave for the Prophecy Club. It's all carefully documented about the program to simply dramatically decrease the population of the world. And then, of course, we have a 4-tape set on population control. It gets into the background of the DDT scan that's been responsible for the death of almost 100 million people. And then, of course, we have a population control special, and if you'd like to get that, it's a 4-tape set, the video, other information. That's the population control special. Anyway, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and get the information. Planned population reduction, the 4-tape set on population control, the video on population control, and the population control special. If you'd like, you can go up on our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And pull down my population control agenda monograph. You're welcome to pull it down and, of course, to copy it. And if you want a better copy, probably our copies are better than the one on the web. I will provide one for you. If you just get any of our other products, just ask for the Population Control Agenda monograph. If you'd like to know more about the finances of what's going on, you really should get my talk on the financial tsunami. And it comes with a syllabus. You can get it by itself, but let me suggest you get with the syllabus, and you get the talk on either a DVD or VHS. If you want to understand one of the programs of population control, it's the water fluoridation. Why do they want to fluoridate water? Oh, it's children's teeth. No, it's fertility control. It lowers the testosterone level in men. It decreases the sperm count and the sperm motility. And it definitely decreases fertility in areas. And, of course, it also lowers the intelligence, sedates the people, makes them more easily manageable. It softens the bone. It attacks the thyroid. It influences the pineal gland. The information is all there in my syllabus. That's the hidden agenda syllabus, the hidden agenda talk. But if you just like to look it up on the internet, let me suggest you go to fluoridealert.org. That's fluoridealert.org. Now, if you go to fluoridealert.com or .net, you'll get the American Dental Association, because they've surrounded that website, because they want you to go to the wrong site. They do not want you to find out that they're poisoning your children. Who would do a thing like that? Ladies and gentlemen, there's some evil people out there. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Line number 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we actually are at war. America is under attack today. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Fraser Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and well, this evening, for the second hour, we're having with us Barbara Cohen. Barbara's been one of the leaders of the pro-American, anti-illegal immigration movement for a long period of time. Works in Southern California, has her organization trying to get people to understand that America is being invaded today. And while our focus, our attention is focused on what's going on in the Middle East, we are losing our nation. It's about time people understood that what's going on in Iraq has nothing to do with fighting terrorism, because if there was really a terrorist threat, they would have sealed our border 5 years ago, they would have stopped the catch and release program, they would have armed the airline pilots, they would have had marshals on every plane, they would be checking the cargo that goes on the planes, but they don't bother to do that, because they know that there is no serious threat of terrorism in the United States. But they want to focus our attention on what's going on overseas, so we will not notice what is happening here at home. As step by step, little by little, they gradually erode our freedom, facilitate this massive invasion of our country from south of the border, begin little by little bit to merge the infrastructure of Mexico and Canada and the United States, so that soon the America we've known will no longer exist. Barbara, thank you so very much for being with us tonight.
Dr. Stan, thank you so much for having me.
Well, tell us what's happening, because I know you're on the front lines of the battle.
What's happening? On which front would you like me to address, Dr. Stan?
Well, you've got an hour, so go ahead.
There are so many fronts that we're facing right at this point in time. However, with the outcome of the recent election, I hope your listeners will know that we are reinvigorated to fight this battle, to save our state, save our sovereignty, and we are going to continue at even at more intensive effort to do just that. Now, our feeling is, I know some people were very discouraged by the results of the election. We are not. People, and many of them, who were with the GOP, including, as far as we are concerned, the personification of evil, George W. Bush, who advocates the abolishment of our borders and welcomes millions more illegal alien murderers and terrorists into our communities as, quote, guest workers or being amnestied. I think the message was loud and clear. No longer will the American people listen to this. And I'm going to tell you right now, we are reinvigorated because there were not only Republican legislators, elected officials, but also there are Democratic elected officials who are on our side. And we are reinvigorated, and we are going to be fighting this good battle continuously.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with Barbara Cope. All right, Barbara. Well, I'm not the least bit discouraged. I think things are going to have to get a lot worse before they get better, but I think there are more and more people who know something's wrong. We just got to help them connect the dots. So you pick the story up.
Absolutely, Dr. Stan, because more and more people are becoming aware of the magnitude of the problem, and we are, again, going to continue to be on the front lines, sharing the truth, the absolute truth, with people throughout our nation. And we are working on that day in and day out. In fact, we're going to be trying to come up with some commercials on this, and I would like to touch bases with you as to how we could get on your program as well, because the truth has to be known out there. This is no longer a party issue. It is an American issue. Period. End of discussion. You're either an American or you're not. I don't care what party you belong to. And that is exactly where we're going to be coming from. And as we always have, because CCIR is a nonpartisan organization, and we are continuing to put out our call to people who consider themselves not party members. We are not into Kool-Aid drinkers.
All right,
we
fine.
We are into Americans.
All right, well, you get those ads together and you give me a call and we'll see what we could work out there.
I sure will.
We'd like to do everything we could to help. Now, I think it's so important that people understand, as Barbara said, this is all about doing away with the sovereignty of the United States. I mean, it is not the terrorists who threaten our sovereignty and our freedom. It is the people in Washington, D.C., who have no loyalty to the United States, but whose loyalty is to this globalist dream of the new order of the ages that President Bush spoke of in his last inaugural address, his second inaugural address. But most people don't even know what the new order of the ages is. But anyway, of course, if you understand that what this is really about is about the destruction of our sovereignty. And what's going on over in Iraq and Afghanistan is a wonderful diversion, just as Vietnam was a wonderful diversion as we changed America in the 1960s. Why so? What's going on in Iraq today is taking our attention away from what's going on here, as step by step, little by little, why they erode and destroy our sovereignty. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Barbara Cole, and she's on the front lines. Barbara, tell us a little bit about your organization, and what is your organization doing?
The goals of CCIR, California Coalition for Immigration Reform, are very, very simple. Number one, enforcement of our existing, and I repeat that, existing on-the-books immigration laws. And number two, protection of all law-abiding Americans from illegal alien invaders. So our goals are very, very simple. And that has been the premise that has held us together throughout the years, our bottom line, until the immigration problem is resolved, there is no freedom. There is no Americans. We have got to work together. And that is what we have worked with for so many years, Dr. Stan, and built an organization from 8 members to over 20,000 nationwide. And that is what we're going to continue to be doing. And I don't care what party you're with. I don't care your religious or political affiliation. If you are an American, you will join us and be with us, just as with you, Dr. Stan, because you have fought for this for so long and so hard.
Well, we've been at it for a long time, that's for sure, and I'll tell you that I'm really more optimistic than I've been in a long time, because more and more people are beginning to wake up, and of course,
yes,
we're working with other people who have a voice, and we all recognize that this is part of a planned attack on American sovereignty, and how they're lying to the American people and trying to make them think that we're under attack by the terrorists and we have to be overseas fighting the terrorists, else they're going to be bombing us in New York. And yet, if there was really a terrorist threat, they would have closed the borders 5 years ago. They have not. They've not stopped the catch and release program. They've talked a lot about all those National Guardsmen they're going to put down at the border. You remember that, Barbara? Oh, we're going to put 6,000 National Guardsmen down there.
I talk with Border Patrol people at our California borders on a daily basis, Dr. Stan, and guess what? They see nothing. They don't see any National Guard. They are down there on their own. And good luck getting a Border Patrol agent, because most of them have been pulled off. So, I think, as far as I am concerned, this election is a blessing in disguise. It's probably the second best wake-up call to a loyal, law-abiding Americans that has ever happened. The first one was the marches in our streets by millions of illegal aliens, as you well remember, in March and April and May, when they were screaming, today we march, tomorrow we vote. And they obstructed traffic, they closed down freeways, they attacked defenseless American citizens, and yet people still didn't listen. So don't cry on my doorstep about this election. I think it is a wonderful wake-up call to Americans, and I don't care what party you are. As I indicated before, Dr. Stan, this is not a party issue. It's an American issue, and maybe this will be the ultimate wake-up call to Americans, regardless of party or affiliation throughout our nation.
And I think it's so important that the people listening to this program get educated, and a little later we'll tell you how to get the information from Barbara Cole. And then you start writing to your congressman. I don't care whether he's a Democrat or Republican. And you let him know that you're going to hold him responsible. And if they pass this amnesty legislation, why, you'll remember next 2 years from November.
Absolutely.
And then you're going to start telling your friends about that and get them to start writing and emailing and faxing and calling. And there's enough pressure there, believe me. Why, of course, they will listen, because the one thing most of the congressmen aren't, they're not dedicated to the right or the left. They're not concerned about immigration. Traitors in Washington, D.C., who swore to uphold our Constitution, are intent upon destroying it?
Well, if they will contact us at our very simplistic phone number, toll-free 877-NO-ILLEGALS, we will cheerfully, gladly, and welcome them to contact us and provide them the backup documentation that cannot be refuted, that we have been sold out by both Republican and Democratic people, and we will look forward to 2008, and we are going to reaffirm with them that only those who stand in defense, who have the courage to stand in defense of the protection of our sovereignty, those are the people who will be reigning in 2008.
Well, I think it's such an important thing, and I think you can get a lot of great information from Barbara and her organization. Now, of course, you've put demonstrations on down there in Southern California where they've actually attacked the illegal immigrants, have come and actually attacked your people, haven't they?
Oh, physically attacked, and put several in the hospital, and their hostility is becoming more intense. Their physical attacks are becoming more intense because they know they are supported by President Bush. And are we going to stand idly by? Absolutely not. No. Absolutely not. In fact, we're going to be in Maywood, California tomorrow doing another very intense demonstration, and we're going to make our statement loud and clear. You will not take away our rights and our freedoms as American citizens. And Dr. Stan, it just absolutely makes me go into a corner and cry to think about all of our wonderful, brave, loyal servicemen and women who are fighting and dying right here and now to protect our rights, our freedoms, and our lives from illegal alien invaders, and yet on the home front, they are being betrayed by our own elected officials. You know, our bottom line, their lives, their efforts shall not have been in vain, and that's where we stand.
Well, I think we dishonor the men and women who have died for America by not exposing the treasonous acts of those people who would destroy the sovereignty of our nation. That's what it's all about. It's a very, very simple thing. There are people who have a different worldview. They believe in a one-world government. They want to merge, of course, North America, Canada, Mexico, the United States. And then, of course, what most people don't. Understand that over in China, our friends over in communist China are actually beginning to merge the countries, the so-called ASEAN nations of Southeast Asia. 25 leaders are meeting in Africa to form a trading bloc there. We have the European trading bloc, and of course then we have, of course, our good friend down in South America. Well, the good friend of Fidel Castro, who's a good friend of David Rockefeller's daughter. Hugo Chavez is trying to incite the people to form a trading bloc in South America. Now, we couldn't go down and get a trading bloc. The countries there wouldn't give up their sovereignty because they hate the United States.
Absolutely.
But Hugo Chavez could do that, and Hugo Chavez could get them to give up their sovereignty, thinking that somehow they're going to strengthen their own position against the United States by actually giving up their sovereignty and increasing trade. And they're falling right into the traps of the internationalists. And I think Hugo Chavez is playing his part very well. But most people honestly believe what they read in the newspaper and what they're told on television.
That's right, Dr. Stan. We tell people, turn off your boob tube, turn off your radio, except to the conservative talk show host. That's the only place. And you, God bless you, are among those who share with us the truth, the total truth.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. You remember all that talk about all those 6,000 National Guardsmen down at the border? It was all talk.
It was all talk.
There may be a few people there for a time. We've talked to Glenn Spencer. He flies over the border. They're not there.
Right.
But nobody is telling the American people the truth.
But you are.
Okay, Barbara, you go right ahead. Pick up the story there.
Okay, am I still on, Dr.
You are
Ken?
Still, you're still on? Right, don't you go right ahead. No, basically what happens is we go to the commercials during this time, but people here in the Monterey Bay area listen to the program live, and then people listening on the Internet will hear everything you say, and then in about 3.5 minutes, why, we'll bring all of our affiliated stations back on board in our shortwave. So this program is heard on 5-6 stations. I don't know how many stations of the Republican Network has, but we have about 6 on our own, and then on shortwave and network. So we've got a great listening audience all across America, all across the world.
Oh, that is wonderful, Dr. Stan, and absolutely. Glenn Spencer's American Patrol. Glenn Spencer is down there monitoring the border on a daily basis. We have a new program now, our Minuteman Project, Wake Up America, with the host, Steve Eichler, and of course, the chairperson of that is our own wonderful Jim Gilchrist. There are so many stations that people can tune into and learn the real truth, not the PCBS, pardon me if I'm crude, but that's exactly what it is that is now on our current television and the vast majority of the radio stations throughout our state and throughout our nation. And this is why we urge people and we put out notices, we put out emails, we put out our newsletter, Dr. Stan, to people. Hey, a lot of people know the problem. We are not big into talking about the problem. People already know that. In our emails, in our newsletters, in our broadcasts, we talk about solutions, what you can do as a loyal, law-abiding American to stand up and be counted.
What,
this is our battlefront.
Well, what, do you have a regular radio program down there in Southern California? Or?
Wake Up America comes out of Las Vegas, and that is hosted by Steve Eichler.
Mm-hmm.
CCIR is working real hard to get, as I mentioned previously, commercials on a major station down here in Southern California, which is KFI. And those will, on the assumption that our people will donate generously, we're going to be starting those. Well, we're going to be starting them one way or the other the first part of the new year. And we want to get those commercials on as many stations as possible, which I will share with you as to how to do that. And that's the bottom line. People have got to wake up and quit listening to the PCBS on the TV, on a good percentage of the radio stations, and tune in to the Patriot stations, such as yours.
Well, thank you very much, and certainly we would echo exactly what you're saying. And I'm glad to know that Jim Gilchrist is right out there on the front lines again. We'll be right back in just a minute here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Barbara Coe. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, of course, Barbara was just saying that they're working with Jim Gilchrist, who certainly has a radio program, or he appears on a radio program out of Las Vegas. And what's really so interesting is that Jim Gilchrist has written a book with our good friend Dr. Jerome Corsi called The Minuteman, and we carry the book. It goes into great detail into the fact that everything that is going on today, when we talk about illegal immigration, it is simply part of a master plan to destroy national sovereignty. It goes along with an agreement that was actually reached back on March 23rd of last year between President Bush and Vicente Fox of Mexico and Paul Martin of Canada, where the three world leaders met and decided to create a security and prosperity partnership to build a North American community. Now, this whole thing was planned long ahead of time, because just 2 months later, why the Council on Foreign Relations, which is America's invisible government and the center of globalism and globalist planning, the Council on Foreign Relations released a book called Building a North American Community. And you can pull down a copy of that at the CFR website, or you can purchase the book. And it's all about how they're going to actually begin to merge the infrastructure of Mexico and the United States and Canada. And, of course, you can go on the website, spp.gov. That's spp.gov, for Security and Prosperity Partnership.gov website, and you can read all about it. That's in the Department of Commerce website. Of course, they'll tell you there's nothing sinister about this. Oh, no, we're just sort of exploring all of these things. Well, Dr. Corsi and Jim Gilchrist actually got under the Freedom of Information Act, that's a FOIA request, over 1,000 pages of information from there. You can actually see that at Minuteman Project. Minuteman Project, I don't know whether it's org.com.
.com,
okay? Yeah. And then, of course, Judicial Watch has gotten a great deal of this same information at their website, but it's different information. And you put it all together, it's very obvious that the plan is well underway to merge the nations, and they're simply lying to the American people, because most people out there still value their freedom, and they want to be Americans.
And Dr. Sam, I would also urge people to go to Tom Tancredo's website to get the latest article, Hezbollah in the U.S. It's a congressional report called Line in the Sand. And you can get that, the entire report. It's 38 pages. And I'm going to ask your listeners right here and now. I realize 38 pages is a lot to download, but I can tell you right now, it's hard to absorb in a few moments. I put in a new ink printer just so I could get this, because it is the most terrifying thing I have ever read. Hezbollah is here in the United States. And as I said, if you don't want to believe organizations such as ours, listen and look and comprehend this incredible report done by a congressional committee, that the terrorists are here and our own government is welcoming more. It's time, if you value your life, it's time to stand up and be counted.
And, of course, I think that's what it's all about, is our own government is welcoming them in here. They've noticed they've been here since 1988. Anybody who's seen the video?
Right.
You know, Jihad in America, they were here in 88. The head of Al-Qaeda, a man named Abdul Azam, was in Oklahoma City at that time.
Right.
And, of course, they've known this. In fact, who do you think's funding this whole thing? And do you have anything else you want to say? We've got Rita calling from Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go to Rita, and again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Rita. How are you doing?
Hi, Rita.
Hi. You know, I think now after this election, it's a good time. You know, we've made kind of some change. We've made some impact, I know. But what we need to realize is that the people have to really make a stand now, you know. It seems like it's all scripted, but we can lose a lot of our culture if we don't stand up.
I don't think we can lose a lot of it. I think we lose all of it.
Yeah.
We will lose our culture, we will lose our sovereignty, we'll lose our freedom, and we may lose our lives. This is the time to stand. Hang on there, we'll be back in just a moment.
Okay.
With Rita from Colorado. Okay, well, Dr. Stan back here, and Rita, go ahead. What else would you like to say?
Yeah, well, you know, what we're watching is scripted for these apostates. You know, that's their script. That's not our script.
Right.
We've got to remember our roots and our tradition, you know, if we're Christians or if we're whatever we are, you know. We stand up for that tradition.
Right.
These people are just basically, they're apostate hypocrites following along, you know, a script that was put there by these big money bankers, Rothschilds and Rockefellers.
But behind them, there are powerful spiritual forces. This is what everybody has missed, is that these people of great wealth are energized by organized evil and by actually beings from another dimension. And those of you who haven't seen the videos we carry called They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll or read the book Hostage to the Devil or some of the other things we have going into the supernatural element will begin to realize that many of these people of great wealth have done just what the rock stars have done. They've sold their souls.
Yeah, well,
the power and position.
You are so fortunate to have such fabulous representatives such as Tom Tancredo. Please know that people throughout our nation and so very intensely here in California have worked hard and will continue to work hard to support him. He is an absolutely fabulous person, and you are very, very fortunate that he is one of your representatives out of the state of Colorado, but not just Colorado. He has nationwide support, and we will continue supporting him to lead our cause.
And I'm sure glad he got reelected. Anything else, Rita, before we let you go?
Yeah, well, I met the governor candidate. He became governor, and I've got some hope. You know, I'm hoping things would come around. I noticed that he kind of changed his tune because I was telling him that these people are monolithic, you know, and so he sort of incorporated that the next time he came through.
Well, let's hope that you reached him and that he will do what is right. But you're going to have to hold his feet to the fire and get people there in Colorado organized and let your elected representative know that if they betray our sovereignty, then, of course, they will lose complete support and they will be exposed for the traitors they are. They've sworn to uphold our Constitution and defend it against all enemies, you know, public and, pardon me, foreign and domestic.
Absolutely.
Hold that. Okay, fine. Well, thanks so much for calling, Rita. Anything I'd like to say before we let you go?
Oh, that's fine, Dr. Sten. Keep doing such a good job you're doing.
Do you listen to our program in the morning there in Colorado?
Oh, I can't get you on GC anymore. I called you one time there, and I can't get it back on my internet anymore. I've had problems with their websites. I think that some of the people that's running that network...
AmericanNewsNet.com, you can't get it?
American Newsnet. Well, I'll try there.
AmericanNewsNet.com. If you can't get do a program at 8 o'clock every morning in Colorado, and that's rebroadcast in the afternoon, but you can get it, should be able to get it on AmericanNewsNet.com at 8 o'clock every morning.
I'll look for you then.
Good night.
Good night. Right.
Okay, fine. That's certainly one of the stations, and a very great station there in Colorado where we reach certainly Denver and Fort Collins and Boulder and the major concentration areas except for Colorado Springs. So if you are in Colorado, you can get us at AmericanNewsNet.com every morning at 8 o'clock. All right, fine. Once again, our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Barbara, I want you to get your telephone number out again, your website out again, how people can get in touch with you and help you in your efforts.
Absolutely. Our telephone number is so simple to remember. It's toll-free 877, no illegals, and translated into numerics, that's area code 877-664-55-34. Our website is, again, very simple, cir.net. Please contact us. We will be delighted to hear from you. We will provide you, as I indicated previously, we are done talking about the magnitudes of the problem. Most of us know it. We work to give you solutions.
And, of course, that's the California Coalition for Immigration Reform. Is that right?
That's right.
California Coalition for Immigration Reform, CCRI.
CCIR.
Right. Okay, fine. And so, Barbara, how long have you been at this game, Barbara?
Since 1992.
That's about 14 years. It's been a long battle, because I've known you certainly for many years. I think at least for a decade or more, and you've always been on the front lines and really having an impact. And certainly there are only a couple of organizations in the country I really trust. And certainly I trust Glenn and I trust Barbara, because I know they're dedicated, you know, to getting the information out. There are a lot of organizations out there you really want to be a little careful of. It's funneling off a lot of money,
right,
and you're not quite sure where it goes, but I'm sure the money that goes to Barbara and to Glenn goes into the battle.
That's absolutely right, and we have the books to prove it, which a lot of organizations do not do. And it's very distressing, Dr. Stan, to see all of these organizations. They make two statements about what their purpose is, and then it's give me money, give me money, give me money. Well, sorry, we have taken a lot of those off of our website, because if their goal is only gimme, 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 they have no place in our website. Our bottom line is put your money where your mouth is, to the organizations that will have proven they will take your message forward. And Lord knows, after all these years, I think we've proven that. And that's exactly where we are. And if you only want to be on our website to say two words about what you're going to do and then con people for money, you're out of here. Gone, kaput, finito. As I said, both Glenn and I is put your money where your mouth is, because we do the walk and not just the talk.
Well, tell us about this meeting you're having, the tomorrow demonstration.
We're going to be in Maywood, California tomorrow, because the city mayor and the city council have pronounced Maywood, California, a sanctuary city. They have already proven that repeatedly. And that all illegal aliens, regardless of which laws they break, are welcomed into Maywood, California. If they violate vehicle laws, they are forbidden to be arrested. This is just one of the issues that we're dealing with. Their business dealings are to be in Spanish only, and that this is a sanctuary city for Latino illegal aliens. And are we going to stand by for that? No, not in a million years. So we are having a big rally there tomorrow. We are also, Dr. Stan, working very, very hard on a fundraising for the legal fund for Hazleton, Pennsylvania, who is being attacked by the ACLU for putting forth their citizen-approved ordinance that people who employ illegal aliens or rent to illegal aliens will be penalized, as was the same in Escondido. Now, we have a wonderful representative by the name of John Clark, who is working with the mayor, Barletta, out of Hazleton, as well as a wonderful guy in Chicago who just put $10,000 into this fund. We're working with him. He is spearheading an effort to do a legal defense fund for cities throughout our nation who have the courage to stand up and be counted and protect their cities from illegal alien criminals, smugglers, murderers, and terrorists. And we support them wholeheartedly, and I'm sure you're on our email list. I encourage people to call that toll-free number and let us put you on our email list, even if you do not wish to join CCIR. That's okay. That's your call. But please contact us. Ask us to put you on our email list so you have the latest bulletins on exactly what is happening.
And, of course, there are many cities that are offering amnesty and protection to people who are here violating our laws?
Right. Right. Hazleton, Pennsylvania, I'm sure you know all about that, Dr. Sand. Following that was Escondido, California, and, of course, the ACLU and the various and assorted pro-illegal alien hate America, racist hate America groups are attacking them, trying to bring losses. They're desperately trying to bankrupt those cities who have had the courage to stand up and be counted. And, of course, we are sure next in line is the city, Costa Mesa, California, with Mayor Mansoor, who was reelected, stating that he will support law enforcement identifying people who are here, criminals who are here, who are illegal aliens, are immediately deported.
And, of course, this is the logical thing. If we were doing what was logical, we would not be having the problem. But I think it's so hard for people to believe is that great tax-exempt foundations like the Ford Foundation and many of the other tax-exempt foundations are actually funding this whole racist movement, and it is a racist movement. And, in fact, one of the leading organizations there is called La Raza, the race. And, of course, they have a lot of help from some of our major corporations and even from our own government, funding people, funding organizations that are promoting illegal immigration, that are funding organizations that are actively working to violate the laws of the United States. And it doesn't make sense unless you understand, of course, that there are many people in the who work for the Ford Foundations and these other organizations who hate America, who hate sovereignty, who want to bring about this New World Order and the New World Religion. That, I think, is the very crux of it all. Barbara, how do we get people to understand that?
Tell them to please contact us. You are doing an incredible job, Dr. Sen. You know that. I know that. Your listeners know that, of sharing the truth. But the bottom line is we have to expand our outreach. And again, we will be working with you. We will be working with other Patriot organizations throughout our nation. And like I said, please call us. Tell us that you're with us, 877-NO-ILLEGALS, and we will share the truth with you just as you are, Dr. Sam. We are working with so many other organizations who are desperately trying to do this. However, there's always the bottom line problem. The bottom line is the God Almighty dollar is the mother's milk, and we have got to get these organizations, La Raza, Maldef, Nalio, LULAC, so on and so forth. We have got to get the people, quit supporting the people who support these racist anti-American organizations. And we put out the list of companies who support these people.
Well, who are some of these?
EFA,
who are they, some of the companies?
Such as Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Citicorp, Allstate Insurance, the list goes on and on and on. If people will contact us, we will give them that information.
How can we get it? I would like to have that. You know, I'd get that out of my programs, because I think people need to know that these people of great wealth are not loyal to America, but to the international stream. Where can we get that list? Is it on your website, or how can we get it?
You can give us a call. Again, toll-free 877, no illegals. We will get you our website. We will give you documented stats and facts. And Dr. Stan, I don't know if your listeners are aware that our own Secretary of State, Bruce McPherson, put out a letter welcoming illegal aliens to vote, saying all that these people had to do to provide identification in order to vote was a utility bill, which we all know that every illegal alien has, or a bank statement, which we all know illegal aliens can obtain via the fraud matricula consular ID card. It was incredible. He had on his own, I'm talking about the official letterhead of the Secretary of State, Bruce McPherson, letterhead. He had the logos of Maldef, La Raza, and Nalil.
Would you send me a copy of that, Barbara? I would love to see that. I've crossed swords with Bruce McPherson for many, many years. And, Chris, I saw him advertising, you know, his advertisements for when he was trying to get elected, saying, you know, I want, insist that people be elected, and my Democratic opponent doesn't think it's important that they have identification. Why, of course, I could be anybody, but I'm Bruce McPherson. I want people to identify themselves. And then he was telling the illegal aliens to go ahead and vote. All they needed was some form of identification.
That's right. I'll be happy to send you all the information, Dr. Stan, so you can get it out on your program.
Well, I will tell you.
Give me a buzz tomorrow and tell me exactly how to get it to you.
All right, fine. Well, I'll tell you what. I have never voted for a Democrat in my whole life until this last election, when I voted for the Democrat who won the position of Secretary of State, because Bruce McPherson is unconcerned about the corruption of the electronic voting machines. He certainly goes along with the Arnold Schwarzenegger hierarchy there that wants, of course, to be able to fix the elections, and at least the Democrat was expressing concern that they might be fixed.
Oh, and of course we all know, and I'm sure you have heard as well as we, and have known for some period of time, that our own governor has gone totally against us. He has denied the Minuteman Project. He has stated that he regretted voting for Prop 187, the 1994 initiative, of which I was the co-author. He has blatantly stated that he supports this fraud, illegal alien, guest worker amnesty. He has gone totally against the California patriots.
And he certainly has. He's not a... He's what you call a rhino, a Republican in name only, but he supports all the bad propositions. He is going to spend us into oblivion. He gets a good press. He's married to a part of the Kennedy family. He was, of course, cleared before he was allowed to run for office by the globalists. He was actually taken over by Warren Buffett to be cleared by Lord Rothschild before they would let him run for governor. And once he had the nod from the most powerful people in the world, then they let him run for the governorship of the state of California, because California has the sixth largest economy in the world. It's just like a nation unto itself. So Ronald, of course, Arnold Schwarzenegger is being prepared for a more important position down the line. I think people have to realize his hypocrisy. He says one thing, he means another. He's being created on the Jay Leno show and certainly by the media as this great leader. He's as phony as a $3 bill.
He is a great leader of a tree, as has been well illustrated repeatedly in the last few months, and culminated with his wonderful meeting with the leaders of the corrupt Mexican government.
Right. Well, I think he should feel right at home there. We'll be back in just a moment with, of course, with Barbara Cole to finish up today's program, or this evening's program, right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest is Barbara Cole. Barbara, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Okay, starting now, Dr. Stan?
Right this very second.
All
right. In fact, you've already lost 15 seconds. Go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I am encouraging your listeners, number one, if they want current data, to contact CCIR again at the toll-free number 877-NO-ILLEGALS, which is 877-664-5534, and visit our website, which is CCIR.net. But even more importantly, for goodness sake, get on those phones, contact your own elected officials, and that again is a toll free number, 866-340-9281. I don't care if they're Democrat.
Barbara, are you there? Barbara, are you there? Well, I don't know what happened to Barbara. Why, of course, anyway, she was just saying that she didn't care whether you're Democrat or Republican. Barbara, are you there? Did something happen? I'm going to have my producer call Barbara back again. We're just about out of time. Under any circumstances, I think Barbara's certainly done an excellent job of letting us know what's going on. And, of course, she leads an organization, the California Coalition for Immigration Reform, CCRI, and we recommend it to you, and we recommended Barbara's work. She does a great job. And like a lot of people, you know, and I know so many of the people, it almost seems as if God has called them into the a ministry, whether it be Glenn Spencer, who's been working for 15 years trying to expose what's going on at the border, or Barbara, who's been at this for 14 years. People have given their lives because they've realized that America is under attack, not by Al-Qaeda and not by Osama bin Laden, but by the leaders in Washington, D.C., who have sworn to uphold our Constitution and defend it against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And they themselves, of course, are domestic enemies of our Constitution. And we should call them exactly what they are. They're traitors to our country because, of course, they're dedicated to the New World Order and the New World Religion. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time, of course, when we have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters or helping us as we reach out across America on almost 60 outlets of one sort or another every single week. And we have a unique opportunity to reach so many people, but quite frankly, we need your help. And so if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Now, if you're interested in the subject we're talking about, we have a great new four-tape set, and it contains a number of interviews with Jerome Corsi and others talking about immigration. It's called The North American Community, the demise of national sovereignty. The North American community, the demise of North American sovereignty, they know exactly what they're doing, they just don't want you to know. We carry the book Minuteman by Dr. Jerome Corsi and Jim Gilchrist. That's Minuteman by Dr. Corsi and Jim Gilchrist. We have a book called Fighting Immigration Anarchy. We carry a DVD called The Conquest of Aslan, put out by Jim Spencer. It's excellent. We've recommended it to you. All of these things are weapons that you can use to begin to reach others so you can understand what is really going on. But you see, this whole illegal immigration movement is being funded by some of our greatest corporations. Why? Because their loyalty is not to America, but it is to this other entity. And did you understand that there really are people of great wealth who have given themselves over to the dark side, who are really being energized by beings from another dimension? This is a spiritual battle. I'll never forget when I got the email from a witch who was very upset by something I'd said on a nationwide television program, and she said, I'm a good witch, I'm a white witch, I'm not a black witch, and all we do is we have our rituals and incantations so we can contact the beings from the other dimension. And ladies and gentlemen, there really are people who can contact those beings. And that's what this is about, and nobody is going to explain to you what energizes this movement, whether it be the Masons or the Theosophists or the Rosicrucians or, yes, the Council on Foreign Relations Leadership or the leadership of the Bilderbergers or the Club of Rome or the Trilateral Commission or down the line with all of these secret organizations, the Lucis Trust. These people have websites, but you've never heard of them. The new group of world servers, where some of the richest people in the world are actually financing a frankly Luciferian organization. Get the information. The new group of world servers, go to their website, see who's actually funding them. People like the Melinda and Bill Gates Foundation, the Carter Foundation, and other foundations made up of some of the richest people in the world. And when you understand what's really aligned against those of us who value freedom, you will understand that we will never accomplish anything on our own. We're going to have the Lord's help, but we have to be worthy of His help. And remember that tyranny like hell is certainly not easy to oppose. Tyranny like hell is not easily conquered. Those words were spoken by Thomas Paine almost 225 years ago, but I believe that they were inspired. I don't necessarily like Thomas Paine, but he was a great writer. Tyranny like hell is not easily conquered. And we are in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand it. You need to get our pamphlets on the occult hierarchy and read them and study them. And of course, read some of the material that comes from Dr. Dennis Cuddy and from the material we have from Kathy Burns on Freemasonic and occult symbols. Understand that they are everywhere. They're on the back of your dollar bill. You see them on the screen every time you turn on CBS. And down the right lower quadrant of the screen, you see the all-seeing eye, similar to the all-seeing eye encased within the pyramid on the top of the dollar bill. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
There are many people asking questions. There are many people. good afternoon, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you're situated on this great, big, beautiful blue globe floating through the void of Yah's creation. It is Friday. Take a deep breath. The week's over. Friday, the 10th of November, 2006. And, oh my goodness, the fur is flying in Washington. Yeah, there will be a shift of power. Of course, the Congress.